Welcome to the Awakening Your Potential podcast series. My name is Jessica Rojas Buda. I'm a talent development and career transition coach. And today I'm going to talk to you about using positive thinking to create the life you want. So why positive thinking? Well, positive thinking is the best practice that we can do when it comes to personal development and achievement. After 20 years of research and of investigating the life of millionaires in America, Napoleon Hill, the author of the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, reached to this conclusion. We become what we think about most of the time. And there are many habits that the most successful people in the world apply to ensure their success, but certainly the most important one is having a positive thinking. Many studies have been made since 1937, after the successful book Think and Grow Rich was launched, and more recently, in 2006, we saw the successful launch of the movie The Secret, also based on positive thinking and the law of attraction. But the truth is that all these theories are related, and the key to make them work is to understand how to program our mind. So in order to improve our personal development and to create the life we want, it's important to understand two things. Number one, understand the neuronal circuits, or also called the information highways. The human brain is made up of many cells, including the neurons. There are more than 10 billion neurons in each brain, which allows a human being to have a brain capacity to store information for more than 25,000 years. But the average man uses only 10% of his brain capacity, which means that we still have a lot more to use. But how does the brain work? Well, I'm not going to cover lots of functionalities here because this will take a long time, but I don't want you to understand this specific part. Each neuron fills in with information whenever it receives a stimulus. When the neuron is full, it connects to another neuron through a thread called dendrite. When the other neuron is full, it reaches another neuron through another dendrite, and so on, and this will create a neuronal circuit. This circuit is also called information highway, since obviously it contains all the information that comes from the stimulus received all the way to the outcome of this one. So let's illustrate this with an example. Imagine that a woman, let's call her Anne, is cooking and she's making several dishes. While doing a few things at the same time, she burns her hand. Her brain is creating a new neuronal circuit. And whenever she will find herself in a similar situation, her brain will activate the same circuit and will create the same outcome. Or she might consider not to do it again because she will think she will have the same outcome. So Anne will probably avoid cooking again because she thinks that she will burn again. Therefore, when she cooks, she does not feel good and she creates what is called a self-limiting belief. So an important part of personal development is to understand the origin of self-limiting beliefs that, by the way, most of the time, they are created because we had a bad experience. So when we create these neuronal circuits and we believe that we're going to keep having the same outcome, the brain will release, will activate the same circuits, and then we have the tendency to believe that we are not capable of doing something. So this would lead us to our number two, the law of vibration. So even though we have a brain capacity of 25,000 years, the brain will always choose to activate the neuronal circuits that have been created before, repeating the same results over and over again. So when this happens, the emotions tend to repeat as well. So when we repeat a circuit with a bad outcome, we have the tendency to feel pain, sadness, anger, and other emotions alike. But when we repeat a positive circuit, we have the tendency to feel happy, joyful, we feel hope, and we have other positive emotions as well. So every emotion creates a vibration. That's when the law of vibration comes in. The law of vibration, which is, by the way, the base of the law of attraction, it states that everything that exists in the universe, whether seen or unseen, is made of pure energy that exists as vibratory frequency. Therefore, all of our thoughts and feelings also have their own vibrational frequency. This frequency resonates with equal frequencies. In consequence, our thoughts are connected to other energetic elements in the universe, and whenever we vibrate in a certain frequency, we will attract more of the same. For this reason, it is important to have a positive thinking to vibrate in a high positive frequency. So I know that the whole explanation might sound complex, but the main conclusion is, think positive. Always find the positive side of situations and be an appreciator of your life. This way you will attract more of the same and you will be able to create in time the life you want. So that's it for today. I hope you find this podcast useful. And if you like it, please share it. And also remember to follow Alba Institute on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. And please remember, you have all the resources you need to succeed. You just need to take action to awaken your maximum potential. Looking forward to talking to you on the next podcast for more topics about self-improvement and career development.